Wikipedia.
Today is Tuesday, July 2nd, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Thomas Cranmer. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast that brings Wikipedia to life. Join us today as we delve into the fascinating life of Thomas Cranmer, a key figure in the English Reformation and the first Protestant Archbishop of Canterbury. If you're intrigued by history, technology, and the forces that shape our society, you're in for a treat. Thomas Cranmer was an English churchman and a leading figure in the English Reformation, which ultimately led to significant religious and political changes in England. Today, let's take a journey back into the 16th century to explore the life and legacy of this remarkable individual. Born on July 2, 1489, in Aslockton, Nottinghamshire, Cranmer's early life was relatively unremarkable. He was educated at Jesus College, Cambridge, earning a Bachelor of Arts in 1511 and a Master of Arts in 1515. His academic journey then led him to join the priesthood in 1520. During this period, it's essential to grasp the broader context in which Cranmer operated. The early 16th century was a time of significant religious upheaval. The Catholic Church dominated religious and political life across Europe, but reformist ideas were gaining momentum, spurred by critiques of church corruption and the desire for more personal forms of piety. These ideas resonated with Cranmer and would profoundly shape his path. In 1527, Cranmer's theological acumen came to the attention of King Henry VIII. The king was embroiled in what we might call today a high-profile personal scandal. He wanted his marriage to Catherine of Aragon annulled, as she had not produced a male heir. Cranmer suggested that the king's case should be evaluated by theologians across Europe rather than limited to Pope Clement VII's decision. This suggestion significantly impressed Henry VIII and essentially kickstarted Cranmer's rise to prominence. It's also interesting to contemplate how Cranmer's encounter with King Henry VIII transformed his career trajectory. Can we think of modern equivalents where a single interaction led to such dramatic life changes? Whether in politics, technology, or corporate environments, those pivotal moments can have far-reaching consequences. Cranmer's rise wasn't merely due to his theological ingenuity, but also his political maneuvering. In 1532, he became the Archbishop of Canterbury, recognizing his pivotal role in securing the king's annulment from Catherine of Aragon. By facilitating this, Cranmer undeniably played a part in the eventual establishment of the Church of England, distinct from the Roman Catholic Church. The years that followed saw Cranmer support Henry VIII in a series of reforms that led to the dissolution of the monasteries and a redefinition of religious practices and governance in England. Notably, he was instrumental in compiling the Book of Common Prayer in 1549, which standardized the liturgy in English churches, and is still in use today, a testament to its enduring influence. How often do we think about the roots of the rituals that sustain spiritual practices across centuries? From prayers to communal gatherings, the influence of figures like Cranmer permeates deeply into modern spirituality, perhaps in ways we don't always acknowledge. Despite his significant contributions, Cranmer's life was never free from controversy. After Henry VIII's death, England saw a period of political instability. The accession of the Roman Catholic Queen Mary I in 1553 marked a perilous time for Protestant reformers. Cranmer was arrested for treason and heresy, and despite initially recanting his Protestant beliefs under duress, he dramatically reaffirmed his faith before his execution. Imagine the sheer resolve it took for Cranmer to retract his recantations. In an era where one's religious affiliation could mean the difference between freedom and fatal persecution, his ultimate decision to embrace martyrdom tends to evoke a profound respect for his commitment, despite the contentious nature of his beliefs. Cranmer's execution by burning in 1556 was a poignant finale to a life of religious dedication and political tumult. His legacy, however, set the stage for the Protestant Reformation's enduring impact in England and beyond. It reverberates through Anglican traditions and continues to influence religious thought and practice today. In reflecting on Thomas Cranmer's life, we are confronted with several thought-provoking questions. How do we reconcile the political pragmatism and genuine belief that drove historical figures like Cranmer? What can his story teach us about the intersections between personal convictions and public actions? How do we view the tension between tradition and reform in today's societal and technological landscapes? These are compelling considerations for our listeners today. Beyond the historical narrative, Cranmer's life invites us to contemplate our own roles in the broader tapestry of change and stability in our various communities, be they religious, technological, or social. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the life of Thomas Cranmer. To learn more, I encourage you to read the detailed Wikipedia article on his life and impact. It's a story filled with intriguing twists and turns, reflecting the complexities of human belief and action. Until next time, keep questioning, keep exploring, and keep fostering understanding in this wonderfully intricate world we live in.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Thomas Cranmer. Thanks for listening. See you next time.